What you should know about this time. We are in Paris, in France, and the year is 1789. To be precise, today is the 5th of October 1789. We are at the beginning of the French Revolution. France is ruled by King Louis XVI. The storming of the Bastille, the state prison of France, on the 14th of July of that year set things in motion. A National Assembly was created, which since then has had influence on state affairs as a third power in the state, third estate, in addition to the nobility and the church. In this National Assembly, the bourgeoisie is also given a voice for the first time. One of its first tasks is to draw up a new constitution for France. France is heavily in debt. Half of all government spending per year alone goes to repaying the national debt. Another quarter of all its expenditure at this time is spent by France on its military. And, what is considered particularly scandalous, of the quarter that then remains, another quarter is spent on the royal court. For courtly festivities and pension payments to courtiers, a sum of 36 million livres has to be provided each year by the people. In 1789, the year we are now in, people's life expectancy is not particularly high. To be more precise, the average age is just 28 years. Famines, epidemics, and wars claim many lives. In addition, there is no health insurance, no unemployment benefit, and no pension provision. If someone is sick at this time, he or she must be able to find the money to be treated by a doctor. If someone loses his or her job, he or she soon has no money at all, and old people have to rely on their families to take care of them. Because the aristocracy has fled Paris due to the revolutionary confusion, the number of unemployed people in the city is increasing. Many women and day laborers lose their already small earnings because their services are no longer needed and hardly any luxury goods are produced. Across the country, large parts of the population are living in bitter poverty. The farmers, who make up 4/5 of the population, had suffered a bad harvest the previous year as a result of the Little Ice Age and then endured a hard winter. While the farmers lack the most basic necessities, they still see the storehouses of the landlords, to whom they have to pay taxes, well filled. Nevertheless, grain prices rise. The result is protests and demands for sale at a fair price. In the late summer of 1789, the tense situation in France seems to calm down again. Thus, on the 26th of August, the National Assembly adopted the Declaration of Civil and Human Rights. Principles of the rule of law emerge, such as freedom of speech, freedom of religion, separation of powers, freedom of the press, and the people are granted supreme power in the state, popular sovereignty. King Louis XVI, however, continues to offer stubborn resistance and refuses to sign the decrees of the 4th of August, which include the abolition of serfdom for farmers and tax exemption for the aristocracy. Bread is more expensive than at any other time in 18th century France, costing 3 times the price of the better years. Craftsmen in towns have to spend about half their income on bread supplies alone. In general, many people only have enough money for one meal a day, and then only for brown bread with vegetable soup. Every price increase has the effect of threatening the existence of the people and causes the demand for other goods of daily use to fall. Now even those who have not been politically engaged until now are becoming dissatisfied and starting to get upset.